You know that feeling when you've done everything right? The courses, the journaling, the healing, the spiritual practices, and yet something still feels off. Like you're circling your truth, but not quite living it. Like you know you're intuitive, but your trust isn't there. And clarity? It still feels out of reach. If that's where you are, then this episode is for you, because I'm about to open the doors to something I've quietly been building, something I have created for the woman who's ready to stop searching and start living her truth. Today, I'm sharing why this is different from anything I've offered before, and what's possible when you finally stop second guessing and come home to yourself. Let's get into it. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. Now, if you're anything like the women I created the guided portal for, you have reached a point where you're tired of seeking answers outside yourself. You don't want more tools, you want the truth. You want to feel aligned, not just understand the concept of alignment. And honestly, that was me. So today, I want to walk you through three things. Why the support you've had up until now maybe hasn't fully gotten you there. What I've seen and lived when it comes to trusting your intuition. And what's different about this next step and why it's so powerful. Because the guided portal isn't just another offering, it's a homecoming. Now, here's what I've noticed in my own journey and with the women I work with. It's fair to say that we've all done the spiritual work. We are doing the inner work, we are on this self-development track. And yet we still feel stuck. Maybe not all the time, but it will come up again. And that is okay. But when something repeats, it's often because there's a lesson there to learn. And maybe you've heard me say that before. Now, what I've also noticed, again in my own journey, but also with the women I work with, is of course we're intuitive, probably more so for the women that I'm teaching and working with. There's a certain hesitancy to fully trust their own inner guidance. They want clarity and alignment, but keep second guessing or even outsourcing their truth. What I've also been observing is both for myself again and also for the women that I have been working with, the answer isn't just as simple as another course or even a one-off reading. It's that there is an intersection point where all of this comes together as a way of living this. Over the last couple of years, I have tried a number of different things. And if you've been around for a while, you would have seen this happen. It's all been under this guided umbrella. We've had guided gatherings throughout the pandemic, which, you know, were great, but as they were, something was off. I've had different subscription and membership models that I've also trialed for the energy forecasts and different ways of teaching how to do your energy forecasts. But that, even though powerful, still kind of felt short. There was more that needed to be in there. I know that my Living Intuitively program is incredibly powerful, but a course like that is very difficult to run as a 6-week program, let's say, trying to have everyone move through a certain formula, step, process in 6 weeks, let alone all at the same time. And so I've been observing all of this and thinking, it doesn't feel right to me anymore, which means it probably isn't quite feeling right for my students. And so I started working with you. I've been researching and surveying and asking my one-on-one clients and previous membership and audience members. And what I realized is that at the start of this year, when I took a pause and went into the theme, and I spoke about this earlier on the podcast and on socials and whatnot, where I said I really went deep with the meaning and balance theme. And in doing that, in the moment that it matched the energy, everything started to shift again. I didn't necessarily feel so stuck anymore, and I could pinpoint exactly what I needed to do to pivot. There's a meeting point where our intuition, our inner work, the clarity and alignment all come together with the energy forecasts and gives us a new map to walk. So as I said, I've offered a number of different things before. I mean, I've been in this business for 15 plus years, and I'm always 100% in the offers that I serve and deliver. And it was getting incredibly difficult to manage. I have done readings. I have done energy forecasts. I have multiple courses. I have tools like the oracle cards and guided meditations and the journal and all of the things. I mean, going back many years, I have done workshops and retreats and, you know, so much. And by themselves, each one of these offers is useful and powerful in that moment. And so while all of those helped in those moments, you know, I treasure that, but each of these individual things were very specifically targeted to a point in someone's transformation or in their spiritual journey, as opposed to specifically being designed to actually hold someone through the entire transformation. So each of these tools, of course, they gave insight, but maybe they weren't able to give the integration at the same time. Maybe some of these tools were able to give clarity, but didn't necessarily back it up with the steps or the inner work and support and guidance as people were applying it. And of course, there have been other offers that have offered support, but not necessarily at the exact time that you've needed it. Quite often, it has been through mentoring that has been dictated by my calendar. And so I've been pondering this for some time. So here's why what I'm doing next is different. This isn't a course. This isn't just content. This is a container. So, what is at the heart and soul of the guided portal? Ultimately, it is a place to reconnect. You can reconnect to your truth, to your energy, to your unique intuitive skills and develop them, to connect to your blueprint, your gifts, your purpose. It is your place to connect with me, with other women in this community. And it is designed to reconnect you with the tools, the resources, the techniques, the tips, the trainings when you need them. So, what is also different about the guided portal is that it's kind of there in the name. It is a portal. It is an area for you to tap into not only your intuition, but whatever element you need in that moment. So it's, yes, you will learn how to connect with your intuition and with your spiritual support team if that's where you are. But you might be at a different stage in your journey, and there will be tools and supports there to help you at that stage. And it's more than just learning. It's more than just, hey, pick a tool that you might want to work with. I'm also including the how you take all of this and apply it and integrate it and live by it. So the guided portal is sort of this catch-all for multiple elements. One is that there is ongoing support inside of this membership with me for as long as you are a member. And so this is quite different from a one-off reading. It is also different from one-on-one mentoring. This is a shared mentoring space where I will help with those questions that apply to the topics of the membership. So if you are struggling to interpret that sign, no problem, ask the question. If you are wondering what this intuitive nudge is really meaning, ask it, I'm there. So there is ongoing support when you need it, when you are a member. There's a community element. And so it's not on Meta, I am providing a different space for us to connect. This is really a reflection space. And I'm actually quite excited to see how this element may grow and expand. So if you choose to, you can interact with one another. You can celebrate each other. You can share your own insights or your dreams or, you know, your interpretations of things. And it is a place for us to know that we're not alone. Another thing that I am building in is ritual and rhythm and realignment. So I will be sharing the energy forecasts in this space via an exclusive members only podcast feed. And so it will be updated probably not at a weekly level, but as the energies are shifting and changing. And so as a member, you will have access to that. And that means that you can start weaving that into the support and the discussions and, of course, where you are in your own guided journey. So this is very much a very deep and evolving space. And in particular, the founding members are going to have a very, very big impact and influence over how it grows and evolves. So these are live touch points that will also help you to meet the energy in real time, not just for the collective forecasts, but for your own forecasts that you are hopefully going to be creating and working with, or whatever other guidance through your journaling and meditations and any other tools that will be available to you in the membership. So, really, the main way I believe that this is different is it is not just about the mental plane. It is not just about knowing the steps to take. It's also then being supported and guided and celebrated as you're doing the transformational work and being able to put all of this into motion in real time. I think what I've really taken out of creating this is that it is also in response to what the energy forecast of 2025 is telling us. As I open the doors here, in a year where we're being asked to work on meaning and balance, where the emphasis is on mind, body, spirit, where there is a lot happening in our four bodies with the four flows, there's a spiritual awakening or even reawakening occurring. Of course, this is needed now. What I've seen happen when I've done this work, when the women that I've been working with and bringing all of this together with, I've seen people move with clarity and trust. That element of fear may not necessarily be eradicated, but it does subside. You end up waking up not only each day, but just waking up to yourself, waking up to your life with a much deeper feeling of grounding in who you really are. You start to recognize the patterns that are occurring collectively, but you start to also see them in your own life. With awareness of those patterns, the shift, and may I say, shifting with grace becomes a lot easier too. You actually also stop searching for the signs. Now, don't get me wrong, the signs will still be there, but the external search isn't required anymore. And in fact, you start being the signal. And above all else, there is this feeling of support, physical support, community support, but also a spiritual support. And it's there in the consistency, not just in chaos. So this isn't a space where you're encouraged to become someone else. This is a space to remember who you've always been. So I am so excited to have pulled all of this together. And, you know, I created the guided portal with all of these elements because I saw the gap between the knowing and the living, between understanding your intuition and actually trusting it day after day, and especially when things get hard. So if this episode resonated, please trust that pull. The doors are opening very soon, or depending on when you're listening to this, you are invited in. and the first women in, they will be the ones that greatly shape how this space evolves. This is the beginning of something exciting, and I cannot wait for you to join me as we live guided. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.